Hi. A number of years ago, I embarked on a journey. I asked the Lord a question. I had read a passage in Revelation 19:10 that just leapt off the page at me. It says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I remember when I read that, I was stunned by the words. I'd read it many times before, but this time it seemed to become food. And yet I couldn't have explained it if my life depended on it. I just knew I needed to discover that one. So I said, God, teach me what this means. Show me what it means. And over a period of time, people would bring me stories, testimonies of what Jesus had done. A testimony is a spoken or written record of any of God's activities in our lives. And they would bring me a story. And I remember one particular man that afternoon that I prayed the prayer, stood in the doorway of my office, told me what God was doing in his marriage. And then he stopped and he said, you can share this with anyone you like. It hit me that was in part the answer to my prayer. He was saying, share my story with someone else to give them hope of what God would do. And I realized the testimony of Jesus prophesies to the people who hear what God is willing to do for them. Testimonies are important because they're stories. They're stories about God's nature. They reveal his heart. They reveal his person. They reveal what he values. They reveal his interactions with people, his history with mankind. And every time we tell a story, we actually create an opportunity for that story to be duplicated. I was stunned when I found one of the Old Testament words for testimony actually came from another word in the Hebrew, a root word that meant to do again. And so the very nature of keeping the testimony as he commands in Scripture was that he was already committed to do the same thing again. It fascinates me. I've experimented with this through the years. We share stories to see what God would do. We share stories just to bring encouragement. We share stories basically just to give God glory. We report what he's done and people celebrate his kindness. But I don't want to stop there because I have found that when you share a story in the room, it becomes pregnant with the possibility of God doing that same miracle again. And one of the reasons we share the story of God's interventions in our lives is it keeps people aware of the nature of God, the heart of God, and there's a readiness to see God do it again. I encourage you, listen to testimonies, share them. You'll change the atmosphere that you live in. Hallelujah, King forever. We thank you for the cross.